Hey, what's up? This is Lanco, and we're listening to Country Music in I.
I wake up feeling in my soul I'm living someone else's life. I'm turning into concrete, harder than these city streets, where no one even cares if I'm alive. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know, they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know, they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming gotta get it right. Get it right. Ooh, yeah. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. Up around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming.
Country Music and I. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
It's a hard living, tail kicking trip that we're all on, but I'm betting we can find a little sunshine in the night. It's a back-breaking, soul-taking road we walk, so what are we waiting for? Baby, let's turn off the light. A little, generate a little, maybe even make the world a better place a little. We can turtle dove, Dixieland alive. You know it can't be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little more tonight. It's clock punching, cash crunching, laying it all out. If you're in this thing alone, should make a little, consummate a little, maybe even make the world a better place a little. We can turtle dove, Dixieland a lot. No, it can't be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little, and make a little more. We should make a little, and make a little more. We should make a little, and make a little more tonight. Talking about loving all night. My age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Well, Lord have mercy on my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. And maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold.
A very big hello to you, Chris Armstrong here, Country Music NI, and a brand new podcast for you to listen to. We kicked off the show with Keith Urban's brand new single, Coming Home, and then we heard from Midland with their latest one, Make a Little, and then we had Phil Vassar with My Next 30 Years. Got a great podcast for you planned over the next hour. Lots of great stuff coming up, lots of news since we were last on air. So we've got the American Country Music Awards took place in Las Vegas there at the weekend, and we'll be hearing a little bit about them. Lady Antebellum are also celebrating 10 years of their debut album, 10 years in the business. Well, they've been going longer than that, of course, but 10 years since their big album came out. We'll be talking a bit about that. And we have the second half of our Mo Pitney interview, so stay tuned for that. And lots of great music still to come over the course of the show. Right now, though, we're going to hear from Aaron Watson, and this one here is called A Real Good Time.
Thank you. away all our cares in the world like a worm on a hook on a cane pole line. Let your hair down, kick your feet up, let a country boy show you a real good time. So honey, let's find a little fun, make a little more, throw a little sawdust on the hardwood floor. Wanna shine that buckle while I'm holding you tight on a good time, Lone Star Saturday night. No, don't worry about the preacher man, he used to play fiddle in a honky-tonk band. I have it there bright and early in the front row pew. Lord knows I love loving on you. So cast away all the cares in the world like a worm on a hook on a cane pole line. Let your hair down, kick your feet up, let a country boy show you a real good time. Tell her don't wait, leave the light on, cause we're gonna be late. Gonna do it upright, gonna shut the place down. Gonna find a highway a little ways from town, down a dirt road, past windmill, round the pump jack just over the hill. There's a tire swing hanging from a live oak tree. We can flip, skinny, dip it down in the creek. So cast away all our cares in the world like a worm on a hook on a cane pole line. Let your head down, kick your feet up, let a country boy show you a real good time. Girl, let me love you like it's our last night. I wanna see the stars in your eyes, then make a little magic there in the moonlight, and top it off with a Texas sunrise. Cares in the world like a worm on a hook on a cane pole line. Let your hair down, kick your feet up, let a country boy show you a real good time. So cast away all the cares in the world like a worm on a hook on a cane pole line. Let your hair down, kick your feet up, let a country boy show you a real good time.
Another great country tune right there, Chris.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Kip Moore. Here's my latest single, More Girls Like You.
Well, I've been living like a wild old Mustang out in Montana fields. Might have earned me a bad reputation, but never stopped these wheels from going and rolling too far. So God made girls like you, make guys like me. Or at least for the brightest star, set it on a ring. Put it on your head, grab a piece of land, and raise a few more girls like you.
I stopped and prayed, the Lord have mercy, look at her. He sure didn't make no mistake when he put that angel on her. You gotta make girls like you make guys like me. One piece for the battle star, set it on me. Put it on your head, grab a piece of land.
Bitney on Country Music NI, More Girls Like You. Hopefully you're enjoying the music so far. Before that, we had a bit of classic country from Merle Haggard with Mama Tried. Did promise you earlier on the second half of our Mo Pitney interview. We're now going to play a little bit from the man himself and then straight into part two of the interview where he talks a bit about his faith, his family and Northern Ireland.
I open up my eyes and feel you by my side, for the morning light even hits me. There's comfort in the knowing that anywhere I'm going, I know you'll be rolling with me. Everywhere, every step, every sunrise, every sunset, every word I say, every night and day, every single move, everything I do. Life on my left and on my right, even when I cast an eye in my rear view, I feel you ever close in the whisper of the road. As this journey unfolds, I see you everywhere, every step, every sunrise, every sunset, every word I say.
Heading for the UK then this weekend. Are you looking forward to playing in London at Country to Country?
Oh yeah, me and my brother and sister are coming, and I know that we're doing a couple like Bluebird things and then some power acoustic things with my brother and sister. I loved, just any place I've ever played, any band, the audience was very similar. They just loved the art form and I felt very welcomed. So it doesn't really matter what venue I'm at, as long as those same people show up, I know we'll have a great time.
I was at your concert down in County Fermanagh in Northern Ireland last year as part of the Harvest Festival. I must say it was a great performance as well. Is there any plans to come back over to Ireland?
You know, I'm not sure. I think we had some booked for Ireland this year and then it fell through. But if I remember right, I think there's two things in the running to go to Ireland at some point, but I think they're up in the air. So I hope we make it back because I love it there.
Elf, yeah, it'll be good to have you over again. The last time you were here, did you manage to get any time to do a bit of sightseeing?
the first time I got to do more than the second time. We got to see the Dark Edges and I think, what's the Giant?
Yeah, the Giant's Causeway.
Yeah, yeah. We went and got to see all of that, which was amazing. Castle tours and church tours and all that. That first time that we went, which was 2 years ago, my brother and I went. And I got to see pretty much kind of the staple items there, staple places to go, and then, you know, more random places as well. And I loved it. The second time we got to go, you know, I kind of swung around. My wife was with me the second time, and it just tried to skim through some of the things, but we had less time.
Yeah.
So next time I come, hopefully with my wife, I hope to show her around. I want her to see the Dark Edges and Causeway and all of that, because that was some of my most memorable places that I stopped. I mean, in my whole life, that was some of my favorite days I've spent. So
that's amazing. That's great to hear you say that too about Ireland and Northern Ireland as well.
My ancestors in the 1500s lived in Clare, Ireland. My name used to be O. Pitney. His name was Michael O. Pitney. Was the first Pitney I could find in the 1500s. So I'm connected to y'all.
You're coming home. You're coming home.
Yeah, exactly.
I know family and faith are two big things in your life. I'm sure you take, well, obviously you can take your faith with you wherever you go, but I'm sure you miss your family when you're on tour.
I try to keep them as close as I can. I know family is the most grounding thing that we have on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing will ground it more than what, ground us more than what you just said, which is faith in Christ. And that is, you know, often rocky for most of us, how strong or how to place our faith in that. And I go through up and downs. I know he's Lord. I encourage any young or old listener to any of my interviews to just only hope in him as your security and help and grace, because there is no help anywhere else I've looked. And, you know, family, I try to keep them close. Fly over, they can't come with me this next trip, and I don't love that, but I just try to keep them close and keep them on the bus. And I'm not a perfect husband or a perfect father, and you know, this morning even I realized you kind of seen my imperfections, and that's just me being honest today, but I know how important they are, and I'm fighting to keep all that together for my entire life on this earth until my last breath. And I need God's help, but I also need to, you know, put first things first every chance I get, and keeping them on the bus is one way to do that. So
yeah, I know we have a lot to be thankful for in life, and our gifts that we have I believe are God-given, and especially when we have the opportunity to sing and play music, you know, we can be using them for him as well, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's good to hear you to be so open and to talk about it. A lot of people kind of would shy away from it, but it's good to have that.
It's pretty lonely to realize, to see all this beauty we get to look at and not have anyone to thank for it.
Yeah, well, that's
I think the whole
true.
Point of all of it is in order to be, you know, to point to someone and say thank you. I mean, a gift is only as good as the emotion behind the giver, and there is a great giver, and we take advantage of his gifts, but if we can find that moment of genuinely not saying thank you, but our soul and heart feeling thankfulness, I think that's the most freeing times a human ever gets to experience. So I think that's the point of all of this. And he's there. He's ready to hear the thank you, not because he needs to, but because he knows we need it.
Amen. Amen. So, final question. We'll wrap it up here. But I know you've mentioned your father already. You have a little daughter, Evelyn. She's about just over a year old, if I'm right, in what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's almost 14 months.
Very
so
good.
It's an amazing thing being a father. It's weighty. You know, there's scary times. There's tremendous times of joy, just the funny things she does and the way she makes you laugh, and you know, and then there's stressful times too, but you know, every parent felt every point of that, but you know, I guess the best way to say it in a whole is that it's rich, and that I would recommend it to anybody who wants to kind of feel the weight and the glory of some of the amazing things we get to feel on this life, just to
get married and have your kid, because it's pretty special.
Well, I'm sure it'll open up a whole new chapter of songwriting experience for you anyway.
Yeah, I wrote a song just about her, which is her first and middle name, which is Eveline Nadine. That's the name of the song. Took her home from the hospital.
Yeah.
And it may make the record, or it may just be her lifelong lullaby. I don't know. Or she may not like it. I don't, she's liked it so far. I think it's helped her go to sleep. But it's just my attempt to get out what I felt when we brought her home from the hospital. And I hope it points her to the light when it gets dark.
Yeah, no, even if it's only between you and her, like, it's well worth putting that down and having it there for her and your feelings at the time. That's amazing.
You know, I just started to write a song that I really haven't told anybody about. The chorus, it's really about my dad, but it says, God knew that every boy would have to have a hero, someone to look up to. To me, you were more than flesh and blood, and all of your crazy dreams and schemes could amount to zero. After all was said and done, it would be more than enough just to know I had your love. And, you know, I'm realizing as a father that everything else could fail. My house could fall down. I mean, the material stuff could all fail, but if my children could somehow actually believe and know that I love them, I would be as I, you know, would have succeeded in life. And, you know, my selfish desire and stuff like that can kind of creep in and try to steal that from me. But this long drive up to Kentucky I'm making this morning, I'm doing a lot of thinking on those things. So I appreciate you saying that about that song.
Oh, no, yeah, that's definitely how I feel anyway, and hopefully others would say the same. Well, thank you very much for coming on. It's been good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk to you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye. And that was the last installment of our Mo Pitney series. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. We'll put two interviews together under one file and get them onto the website at some point soon enough. And we're going to finish off this part of the Mo Pitney thing, though, with the title track from his album. This is Behind This Guitar from Mo Pitney. Definitely a humble guy, easy to chat to, and I hope our paths will cross again soon.
I love the crowds, love the towns, love the way my life's gone down the way it has. I get to sing and chase my dreams, but like they say, with all good things there's strings attached. Don't get me wrong, my life's a song, you know me, I belong, girl, where you are. But from time to time it feels like I'm trapped and somehow stuck behind this guitar. Behind this guitar is just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar is just a guy who can't believe he got this far. When I was a kid and the other kids were doing what most kids did, well, there I was, sitting on the edge of that twin bed, picking till my fingers bled and it got in my blood. That's not to say I didn't fish or play, goof around and act my age and be home by dark. But from 8 or 9 to right here tonight, I pretty much grew up behind this guitar. Behind this guitar is just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar is just a guy who can't believe he got this far. Well, I've always said that I've been blessed. Why me? Is anybody's guess? Well, I don't know. But I'm well aware the man upstairs could have answered any other's prayers and left mine gone. But thanks to him, my family, friends, and those who got me where I am, you know who you are. Now with that in mind, the truth is I'm not the only one behind this guitar.
It makes me want you, want you. Know what you're doing, baby, don't you? Don't you? You've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away. Oh, I love the little games you play. I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie. It all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, want you. Know what you're doing, baby, don't you, don't you? I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you. Put your pretty little head on my shoulder. Oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile got me spinning around. Don't even try. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up. you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Dirk Bentley there. Great wee upbeat tune, free and easy, down the road I go on Country Music and I. Chris Armstrong here, and we still have about 20 minutes or so left of our podcast this evening. Before that then, we had Brett Eldridge with Don't You, and then prior to that, Mo Pitney with Behind This Guitar, the title track of his debut album. And he did say in the interview he's working on new material, so we're looking forward to hearing what he's got in store. Maybe later on this year, you never know, you never know. Late Antebellum, they are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the release of their self-titled debut album. So we're going to take a look back at their second number one song, Need You Now. The band co-wrote the song with Josh Keir and produced it with Paul Worley. It was the lead-off single of the title track of the second album, Need You Now, and was first released in the States in August 2009. And we're going to hear from them and what they have to say about that song. We caught up with them during the week there, so have a listen. Late Antebellum.
I mean, I don't think you could ever expect something like that. I mean, the response from the get-go was so big, and I remember even having some conversations with a label, and people were like, oh, I hope they don't get offended by that. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. And I was like, but that's honest. I said, we're talking about country radio, right? I mean, it's storytelling. And I tell you though, it's been a career song for us for sure. I mean, we thought Run to You was our career song, but honestly, after Need You Now came out, and to see what it's done for us, it's been really, 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 really huge for our career, and we're just really proud of it.
This is Country Music and I.
I like the sound of that.
Rascal Flatts.
I like the sound. I like the sound of that.
Ethan Corbin.
I see the smile on your face. Baby, what did I do?
All that wasted.
Keith Urban.
All that wasted time.
I'm the Zach Brown Band. All these great comedy tunes and more only on Country Music NI. www.cmni.co.uk.
She tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore, but I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen, and she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you're used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. For a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream, and partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. Every dance, and Lord, the beer that we went through, I'm satisfied I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed the cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways, and I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know I'll always remember the time a cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. That cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will, and I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Joe Nichols there on Country Music NI, broken Hartsville. Prior to that, a bit of classic country again, Conway Twitty, tight-fitting jeans. And then we heard from Lily Antebellum telling us a little about the album that we heard, the single that we heard, Need You Now. Now, right now, we're going to talk a little bit about the ACM Awards. They were on Sunday night down there in Las Vegas. Keith and Carrie Underwood, they picked up Vocal Event of the Year for The Fighter. So a big well done to them. Chris Stapleton picked up the ACM Awards Male Vocalist and Album of the Year for From a Room Volume 1, which features his first number one song, Broken Halos. As an artist, why does Sugarland explain he's back in Nashville with his wife Morgan? They're expecting twins currently, and he couldn't make it to Las Vegas for the show. Reba interrupted to explain to the twin boys came early. Mom, brother, and sister, and the baby boys are all doing well. We're going to hear from Chris Stapleton on how he managed to pick up the name for that album, and then we're going to listen to the song itself, Broken Halos. So here is the man himself.
That whole room was a sweet spot, and the thing to know about that room is it. That room sounds like that room. And I'm also a fan of studios that sound like, that have a sound. Over time, there have been places that have sound, you know, Capitol out in L.A. or Muscle Shoals, or, you know, you can point to places that have sounds, Stax, Motown. These places have sounds, not just by the guys that are playing in them, but the actual sound of the room. The rooms become part of the band. And here in town, the place that has the most of that kind of mojo to me is that room. So that's what I like about it.
Broken halos, broken wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to come
was why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by.
Stapleton there with his, well, From a Room Volume 1 and his first number 1, Broken Halos. Next up, we're going to listen to two tracks back to back from the Nashville TV show. They are in Belfast next Tuesday night, the 24th of April, and it's their last show. It's their farewell tour as the season and the whole entire series wraps up for a big finale, which I know we're a wee bit behind over here, but it's not too far away in terms of America. If you want to check out the Country Music NI website, there's an article on there all about the show and the last tour, so check it out on Country Music NI. I'm going to finish off Love's Ring of Fire and then Sanctuary from the TV show. This is Claire Bowen.
Shelter from the rain.
What an emotional song. If you've seen the episode that that song is involved in, boys are dear. Less than a week to go until the final Nashville on tour concert takes place. It's their farewell tour. And definitely going to miss the show once it drops off our TV screens. But as always, of course, it'll be there forever on DVD and I'm sure on online as well. So we can rerun it all we want to our heart's content. So the gig guide, coming up to the end of the show, we always like to tell you what's coming on over the course of the incoming week. And boy, there's plenty on these days. Of course, I've already mentioned the Nashville tour. As well as that, well, today's date is the 17th of April. I'm recording this on. And up and coming then, 20th of April, we have the Friends in Low Places tour in the McNeil Theatre in Larne. That's the 20th of April. 21st of April, Richie Remo is in the Seago Hotel in Portadown. So be sure to check that one out if you're in the area. As well as that then, on the 22nd of April, Derek Ryan is in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. 22nd of April, Derek Ryan is the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. 23rd of April, Derek Ryan is in the Bushtown Hotel in Coleraine. And the 24th of April, the Nashville cast will be in the SSE Arena for the last time. So that's it, Chris Armstrong, Country Music NI. I really hope you have enjoyed the last hour. If you have any comments, anything you want to say, get in touch, anything you want to hear, even so, let us know and we will get your song on for you. Air your thoughts and if you have any suggestions for the podcast, of course, we'd want to take them on as well. On our next podcast, all being well, we will be talking to Christian Bush. He's one half of Sugarland and he will be in Belfast at the end of the month as well. Lots of great stuff coming up. There is a special Belfast Nashville kind of event happening at the end of the month. The Twilight Market in St. George's Market, running I think it's the 1st and 2nd of April, will be Nashville themed and we'll have Southern cuisine as well. How epic is that? Fine foot tap and music, dancing and Tennessean cuisine with cooking demonstrations from Michael King of the famous Monell's restaurant in Nashville. I Love Nashville concert with the Ulster Orchestra on the 2nd of May as well, featuring Mandy Barnett and Christian Bush. Before all that even kicks off, the 29th of April, one half of Sugarland in concert at the Ulster Hall. But we hope to hear from him before that. But that's it for now. Chris Armstrong on Country Music NI. Very much so. Until the next time, keep her country.
Country Music and I.